3 weeks of Shivas Arba Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, days of Avelus, of mourning, of tsar, of sorrow, of difficulties, of dinim that exist in the world. And the Ma'isa, we have to make hachanas for that. Just like we have Aveda. Trust me for anything over here. So there's a particular Aveda, there's all the Yomim Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, Roshani, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim. In the same way, there's an Aveda Miyuchedes, particular Aveda for Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks of mourning of Avelos. And the Maisa, just like there's an Aveda Miyuched of Kedusha and Tahara for the Yomim Tovim, the same thing, the same steiging growth that a person can accomplish on Yom Tov, is the same steiging growth a person can accomplish during the days of Tsar and Dinim. The Maisa, I was one time in White House bungalow colony years ago, and Rav Simcha Cook was there. And Simcha spoke, it must have been during the 3 weeks, I think. And he said a very good thing from his Mizritcha Maggid. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Korei Fei Sigua Bein HaMetzorim, all the Reitzvim, all of the those people chasing after Klai Yisrael, the people coming to hurt us, He Sigua, they got Klai Yisrael, they got us, Bein HaMetzorim, between the fences. Rav Simcha Cook said, B'shem the Mizritcha Maggid, now it says Korei Fei Sigua Bein HaMetzorim, Korei Feha, which means Reid Feha, her Reitzvim, her people chasing after her. It could also mean Reid Feha, Reidev Ka, which means everyone who chases after Ka, after the Ribbono Shel Olam, which running after Hashem to go and have dveikus in Hashem, Hisiguha, you can go and accomplish that Bein HaMetzorim, between Bein HaMetzorim, which you know is referring to the days between Shavuos Arba Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So Mitzad Echad, the days of difficulty in Tsar, Mitzad Sheni, Rav Simcha Cook said it from the Mizritcha Maggid, and I subsequently saw it many times after that, B'Shmoy, that if you're Reidef Hashem, a person's running after Hashem Yisbarach, he said, good, you can accomplish that feat of running after Hashem, Bein HaMetzorim, during these 3 weeks. Also you find, I've said this over before, a couple times, is that there's 22 days, Shavuos Arba Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, there's 22 days. And if you make a cheshbon, it's not so possible to make the cheshbon, but if you make the cheshbon properly, there's 22 days of Yom Tov throughout the year. And the Ohev Yisrael, the Abtar Rav, says that the 22 days, Shavuos Arba Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, is the shayrish, or the roots of all the Yom Tovim throughout the year. So the chayra, it's a dvar pela. Mitzad echad, the days of dinim, mitzad sheni, koreidev ka, anyone who runs after Hashem can reach, can achieve, accomplish that goal during Bein HaMetzorim, and also the 22 days, the Shavuos Arba Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, the roots of the 22 days of Yom throughout the entire year. So the shayla is, how can both things coexist at the same time? Number one is days of dinim and difficulties. Number two, days of Yom Tov and steiging of Avodas Hashem. How could it be? How do the two things go together? How is that not a steer? How is that a contradiction? And how do they coexist? So we discussed a bunch of times this principle, but it's mamash adavar neira. It's a wonderful thing to understand it and to appreciate it. And if a person is able to take this idea, take this concept and be mashish it, to make it take root inside of a person's neshama, and to make it take root inside of a person's mind, a person's whole life is different and his light shines with a whole different glow than somebody who doesn't understand this principle. The pshat is like this, is that when we call something cheshech, we call something dark, we call something light, which is oyer. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, cheshech, something that's dark, doesn't mean pshat is lacking light. The pshat is something dark, is that the light is so intense that you can't even see it. It's a meidik of a principle, but you find in Pnimiyas HaTorah, the highest of all the elamas, the highest of all the worlds, the spiritual realms that exist, are always called cheshech. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain they're called cheshech because they're so great and so lofty that you can't see it. If you can't see it, that's why it's called cheshech. But it's not cheshech, not called dark because it's lacking light, but it's called dark because it's so intensely bright that your eyes can't possibly contain it, in Mamela, it's called dark. For example, if a person goes out and tries to stare at the sun, he can't see anything. If you try and stare at the sun, your eyes are closed. It's not because the sun is so dark. Fuck it. The opposite. Because the sun is so bright and it's so intense and it shines on your eyes. It's one of the faculties to grasp the light, so maybe your eyes have to close. So you might think it's darkness, but fuck it, it's the exact opposite. It's so bright that you can't even see it. And that's Cheshech Bechlal. That's darkness. All the time in Pnimus HaTorah, darkness means that. Darkness is that it's so great that you can't be tefis, it can't have the faculties to absorb it. But maybe it's called Cheshech. And it's the same thing with these 3 weeks. These 3 weeks are days of darkness, days of tzar. And the pshat in darkness and tzar is not the pshat that they're lacking kedusha, they're lacking tahara. It's the exact opposite. Is that these days are so heilig, so kodesh, and so tohar that it's impossible for it to be grasped in this world. And mamela translating this world as darkness and tzar. But ba'atzim in its shayish and its root form, it's kulei kodesh v'tohar, the highest of all madrigas. And there, that's why in Olam Hazeh, the way we see it, its dinim, its difficulties and tzar. But the way it is b'shayish, the way it is in its root form, is the opposite. Kod feisig u'benim mitzorim. You run after Hashem an entire year of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. All the Yamim Tovim, all the Vitz Hashem, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and you can't still get Hashem. But comes the 3 weeks of darkness and difficulty, that's when you're able to masik Hashem. It's not a stira, this is the pshat. Is that the reason why you're able to masik Hashem davkin in those days is because it's so great, you can't even see anything. It's so great, that it looks like it's Cheshech, but B'sheresh, it's the greatest oil. And that's why these 22 days of Shoshim, the roots, Awal Yom Tov an entire year. The mashal they give in Sfarim HaKadoshim, the mashal they give is that if a person has a wall, a mashal from the Baal HaTanya, is that if a person has a wall and he arranges it from down to the next level, next level, next level, the highest level at the top, if you knock over the wall, so the things that seem to be furthest away from where they came from are the stones that were once on top. Right? If you have the stones on top and you push over the wall, so the ones that are furthest away from where the wall used to be are the stones that used to be on top. You push it over, the ones on top are furthest away. And that's exactly the pshat. Is that things that are so great and so lofty, when they come into this world and they transit themselves, it's as if they're being pushed over. And there were the things that are furthest away are really the things that in root form were the highest of the high. Just the mashal adava is that we find the Mashiach. It says Mashiach is born in Tisha B'Av. And some people explain, because since it's so bad, since it's so horrible, that's why Hashem has sent Mashiach, Davka and Tisha B'Av, because to make sure it doesn't get even worse. But according to what we're saying, it's much deeper than that. It's not the pshat that since it's going to be so bad, that Hashem has sent Mashiach. It's the exact opposite. Because it's so bad, meaning the fact that it's so bad means that this is the most heilig good day. It means that this goof is the most kodesh of all yomim. So Mel Mashiach is born Davka and Tisha B'Av. Not despite the fact that it's Tisha B'Av, because it's Tisha B'Av. Because it's so dark and so dreary, at least what it looks like to our superficial eyes, it looks so horrible, that means that in its root form, it's mamish, the holiest of all days. The B'nai Yisachar gives a couple of fascinating hints to this idea of the godless, the greatness of the days of Shivas HaBetamos until Tisha B'Av. The B'nai Yisachar says, they find that Yud Zayin is the gematria of Tov. Yud Zayin, which is Shivas, or the 17th day of Tammuz, is that the gematria of 17 is Tov. And he says, it's come to Meramis, that these are the days that are mamish b'etz Tov, days of goodness, of spiritual grandeur, exist specifically on these days. And he says also, they find that when they were going ahead and doing the Chayta Egel, which is when the Moshe came down, he broke the Luchais, which was on Shivas HaBetamos. He said, I think it's Aaron Ukraine, it says, Chag LaHashem Mocha. Tomorrow is going to be a Chag for Hashem. Tomorrow, this is the day before Shivas HaBetamos. It's a Chag LaHashem Mocha. Tomorrow is going to be a Chag for Hashem. Tomorrow is going to be a festive day for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Beis Hashem says that he was being Meravis, that lost the love. That in the future, when the Tikkun comes, when Sheikh comes, the Shivas HaBetamos is going to be a Chag LaHashem. It's going to be a Yom Tov Mamash for Hashem Yisbarach. So Naran HaKohen said, Chag LaHashem Mocha, Chag for Hashem will be tomorrow, Shavuos HaBetamos. He was being miravis, hinting at the fact that if in the future world, in the future Mashiach comes, that Shavuos HaBetamos is going to be the greatest of Yomim Tovim. The Tzatzkos says, Vayter, Marish, some fascinating things, is that in a regular year, you find that the Parshas Balak and Parshas Chukas are separated, and Matzah and Matzah go ahead and they're together. Parshas go together. So he says, why don't you find the opposite? Why don't you find that Faket, the Chukas and Balak should be together, and Matzah and Matzah should be separated? So he says, because Chukas and Balak, you want Chukas and Balak to be separated in order that Matzah could go and fall out in Bein HaMetzarim, in the days of Tisha B'Av. Because if you had Chukas and Balak were together, the Matzahs would not necessarily fall out during the 3 weeks. And you want to have Matzahs fall out during the 3 weeks. And it explains, the Pshat is that you find the Chalukas Ha'aretz, the separating of the land, when they gave the land to various, the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, is that those are days of great Simcha, of Yerushas Ha'aretz, of inheriting the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Davka, during these days, when it's a Chorban of the Aretz, when there's a time of Golas, during the 3 weeks, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when Meramez, that's only a temporary time, but the Ma'aseh is going to become a time where there's going to be Chalukas Ha'aretz another time. We're going to have when the land is going to be given at another time, and therefore that gives us a nechama, gives us a consolation. That Hagam, nowadays we don't have Eretz Yisrael, but you want to read Parshas Matos Davka during the 3 weeks to show us that Hagam, we don't have Eretz Yisrael now. It's only just a little matter of time until we get Eretz Yisrael back. He says also that's why you find Parshas Pinchas. This week's Parshas is also usually during Bein HaMetzarim. This year it's not, but very often it's right by or right during Bein HaMetzarim, because Parshas Pinchas discusses all the Yomim Tovim. And since Parshas Pinchas discusses all the Yomim Tovim, and these 22 days between Shavuos HaBetamos and Tisha B'Av are the Shorash of all the Yomim Tovim, to be meramis to us to that, Parshas Pinchas is also right at the same time. Meaning these are days that B'etzem, if a person looks at it, they look like darkness and difficulty. But Mitzad Sheni, with a Pnimis Deka eye, we're able to look at the world in a little bit of a Pnimis, of a depth, we understand these days are Mamish days of Simcha. But previous, we don't act that way. We do act and say it is of Avelis. But Ba'etzen, in the most inner form, the days of great steiging and growth in Tveikas and Avetzes Hashem. The B'nai Sasu continues that the way that these days are established is they have 13 days left during Tammuz, right? Because Shavuos HaBetamos starts 13 days before Shchedesh Av. So it's 13 days left of Tammuz. When Shavuos HaBetamos comes, they're going to have 9 days during Tisha B'Av. Makes a cheshbon, a very deep thing. So we all know the famous Yirgum is Harachamim. The Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem Shem Kerachim V'Chanun, the 13 Midos Harachamim, during the time, but after he broke the Luchais and Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, so Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out, the 13 Midos Harachamim. We know that Hashem Yisbarach promised them that if we say these Midas HaRachamim, these attributes of mercy, that He will always go ahead and forgive us. He'll have Rachmanas on us. So Memela, these 13 days of Shavuos HaBetamos to Rosh Chodesh Av are remez, our hint to Yirgum Midas HaRachamim. And you find also a second time, after the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu again used the Midas HaRachamim. But the times that Moshe Rabbeinu used the Midas HaRachamim, he called out the names of Hashem, the Shemus of Rachamim, right after Chet Ego, he didn't use all 13, he just used 9 of them. And in Pnimis HaTeiro, there's very big inyanim in the Yugil Tikkuni Dikna, and the Test Tikkuni Dikna, and the Chilukim between the two of them, the Midas HaRachamim that exist in 13 and in 9. But Bnei Sascha says that in the way that the 3 weeks are outlined is exactly the same way. The 13 days from Shavuos HaBetamos until Tisha B'Av, until Rosh Chodesh Av is 13, to Meram is all the 13 Midas HaRachamim. And from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av is another 9 days, to be Meram is 10, that the other 9 days, another 9 Midas, that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he went ahead and he davened for us to have Rachmanis after the Chet HaMeraglim. So again you see that the days of Rachamim, days of mercy that Hashem gives us during these times, where Hashem is up to Rachmanis on us more than He does any other time. He says, Mamsh, one more meritic cheshbon, incredible calculation the Bnei Sascha makes, is that the pasuk says, "Vikdashti b'soich Bnei Yisrael." I will be sanctified amongst Bnei Yisrael, b'soich Bnei Yisrael. So Toich, the gematria of Toich, is the same gematria of Egel Meraglim. The two chataim, the two terrible sins that Klai Yisrael perpetrated. No, it's not the right gematria. Taf vav chaf, the same gematria as egel meraglim. Because the chet meraglim, the chet egel, those things together, which are the sheirish of the chum beis hamikdash. It says toich, medarim b'toich bnei Yisrael. You see the rest of the cheshbon soon. Toich is gematria of egel meraglim, which are a remez to these terrible avedas that occurred. That the mice were the seed that caused an entire chorban. Now, if you take the amount of hours. They take the amount of hours that exist during the 22 days of Shivas HaBetamos till Tisha B'Av, and you take away the hours of the three Shabbosim during those times, and also the hours of the 6 hours of Tisha B'Av after Mincha, when the Dinei Avelus are much less, and you take away the hours from Rosh Chodesh. May the days of non Avelus take away the hours of Rosh Chodesh, 24 hours. Oh, and the three Shabbosim, take away those hours of three Shabbosim, and the last 6 hours of Tisha B'Av when the Avelus is much less, it says that is Toich hours. Taf, Vav, Chaf, hours of Avelus during the 3 weeks of from Shivas HaBetamos till Tisha B'Av. So he says, the means of our Toich, our Taf, Vav, Chaf hours that we put Avelus into, that we misavel on the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Those toich hours, tav vav chaf, is a tikkun for the chet meraglim, which is also egel meraglim, which is tav vav chaf in gematria, and that by means that a velus or mahapech make a tikkun for those chatam which cause the chorban, and that's what it means. Nikdash to besoich bnei Yisrael, that gufa the toich bnei Yisrael, the toich that we accomplish during those times, we're zoich attacking to nikdashti that Hashem Yisrael has a kiddush Hashem during these times, so. We have to realize that the avelos that we do during this time is not stam, because we're sad. But the avelos itself causes a tikkun for these chatoyim. It causes a fixing of these avelos that we once did. By means of that, we're zoich hataka to the kiddush Hashem of the binyan bayis shlishi, third bayis hamikdash. Now, adkan. Not really, but adkan to a certain degree. Is that Baruch Hashem, I was zoich for the past 2.5 weeks to be in Eretz Yisrael. I got back yesterday.
Welcome back.
And Rabbi Blazer asked, and he sent me an email when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I should say something about Eretz Yisrael when I come back. And Lemaisa, being in Eretz Yisrael, if anybody goes on a regular basis, there's nothing like being in Eretz Yisrael. And I was zeich to stay in Meir Sha'arim for about a week. And I went around different tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, and the Maisa, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see, your eyes open up, your heart opens up to a certain degree for Avedas Hashem, and Zeich to Hasog is not Zeich to any other time. And we have to appreciate, what do we mean? And that's Bechorbona. That's when the Eretz Yisrael is destroyed. When there's no Beis HaMikdash. You know, I took some videos with my phone when I was there, and whatever it took, the kaisel and of different places. And tonight I was showing it to my kids. I have a filter on my phone, so I can't even see the videos that I have. But if I email the videos, then I could actually download them and then I could see them. So this is actually the first time I was seeing my videos that I took. And my son Simcha Zisol, he tells me tonight, says, he's looking at the video of the kaisel. He's looking at this kaisel, says, Tati. There's so many people who aren't from. What's going on over here? We talk about the Kaisel, the Makom Kodesh, Mamish, the most holy place in the entire world. But then Simcha Zisol couldn't understand why there's so many fried people there. What's going on? What's happening? In fact, I was there. I was sitting down in the Kaisel, and then this, I would call him African American, but he's not African American. He was African. And he comes over to me and he says, "Can I take a picture with you?" And I said, and he's wearing a big cross. And I look at the guy, I'm like, "If you want to take a picture, fine." So he comes over to me, puts his arm around me, and he has his other 4 African friends, and they go and take a picture. And they say, "Okay, your turn." And there was Mash, they all hold a big turn. All 4 of them took pictures with me, and it was a very exciting day for all of them. But you see, there's people there, they're from Kenya. And there's people there, and they're coming, And they're seeing this historical place, taking pictures of the big crosses with some American rabbi, I don't know, who's sitting there at the Kaisel. And you think to yourself, this is it. This is the Makom of Kedusha. This is Mamush of the Beis HaMikdash used to be. B'chorbanu, but it's too broken, it's destroyed. And there's Baruch Hashem, there's Anshei Kedush, who still go to Eretz Yisrael, there's people who daven Zundel Kreiser, every day of his life would go to daven Vasikin by the Kaisel. But Avon Pekin, in a place where the halacha is Zara Korav Yumas, that the certain thing that Goyim were not allowed to go over there. And Lamai said, now it's all destroyed. Avon Pekin, you see, Mamish, his serious Neira'ah, the tremendous awakening a person goes through, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Because the eyes are open to Ruchnis and Vaidus Hashem. How many Bali Tshuva became Bali Tshuva by the Kaisel? How many thousands of people? Because of Malkum Kodesh. And if even now in that place where it's destroyed mammoth, at Kleikach, that a person goes into the old city and sees all types of stuff and you can't believe you can see in a place of Kedusha like that. Avol Pekin is such an intense Kedusha. Just imagine what it must have been like. What it must have been when the Beis HaMikdash was there and the Kohanim were there bringing Korbanos. And there's 10 Nisim on a regular basis. Can you imagine what it must have been? We don't really appreciate B'chol what it means to have a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's so hard for us to have a velus over it. But L'maisa, to think twice about it, to realize what's going on over there. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael? What's going on? And the psichas of life, the opening that a person has in his heart when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, even B'chorbanah, you can imagine what must have been in his proper place, what must have been when the Beis HaMikdash Taka was there. I was zeichet to be by a certain Anshei Kedush Evdei Hashem when I was there in Eretz Yisrael, and I spent one Erev Shabbos and Shal Shudis as Vayid of Tzvi Meir Zilverberg. I don't know if anybody knows who Tzvi Meir Zilverberg is, but Tzvi Meir is somebody that there's no way to describe who he is and what he does, but he's born in America. And he was Gedaliah Shor's grandson, Avram Shor's nephew. And Ayid, who lives his life ma'ash b'kedusha v'tahara. He never saw such a bal hisiris and his slavis. It's mamish incredible. And I was there Erev Shabbos. And he gives a shir Erev Shabbos at 1:30 or 2:30 at a place called Bruchim. I don't remember where it was even. And Ohel Yosef in whatever, near Ezra's Torah. And he was saying that this that it says that Kol Misabu Yerushalayim Zeich Rav B'Simchasa. Is that the part? That's why it says in Chazal. Anybody who's Misabu and who has a veil in Yerushalayim, that person Zeich to go out and see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. It's a mashum meidik in Akuda. It doesn't mean that as a davar klali, if you're a person who shaykh to a veil in Yerushalayim, then it'd be Zeich to see it Simcha. It says that it means that if a person is out in Yerushalayim, every single little bit of avails a person has for Yerushalayim. Zeichivar b'simchas doesn't mean in the future you'll see the bin of Yerushalayim, but it means is zeichivar, right now you're zeich and you see it simcha. If you have avails in Yerushalayim, if you're misabel on the laws that we have because of the Chon Beis HaMikdash, right now, to that same degree, you're zeich attacked out of the oir that's going to be in the future when it's rebuilt, you're zeich the oir right now. Zeich evrei b'simchasa. You're zeich now, and you're right now, it's a lashon hoivet. Now you see the simcha of Yerushalayim. Only if we're misabel on it, and to every single degree, not ever klali, if I'm misabel in Yerushalayim, every single degree of avails you have in Yerushalayim, to that exact same degree, right now you're zeich to see the right, you're right of a zeich b'simchasa, you're zeich to see the simcha of Yerushalayim. Meaning, there's a point, there's an access point, where a person wants to be zeich to the Kedushas Ha'aretz. The key is, if a person wants to get there, he has to have a key. And the key is avails. If you see, if you realize what it is that you lost, you have a key in your pocket, you can open up the door, and now you can be zeich to the simcha of Yerushalayim. But if a person, if we have no muzik at all, key, who's that, what we lost, then there's something to miss abba for, there's something to have mourning for. They don't have the key. But none of the keys pushed to open up the door to zeich to Kedushas Ha'aretz. Kol misabel Yerushalayim, if you're misabel in Yerushalayim, you realize that there's something more going on. Your eyes are open to realize the depth and the greatness of what should be here. That same degree of person is able to see and access the Kedushas Ha'aretz even right now. He said, Vayter, Mamish Adover Neira. If anybody could ever go just to see Reb Tzvi Meir Zilverberg, it's Kedai. To go all the way to Eretz Yisrael. I said to Reb Shalsha this, And it's in Vishnitz by Yaakov's son, right next to Karakashi from Kalev. It's mamish, a merdek, experience. And we sat there, the lights are, it's pitch black, all the lights go off, and the Elim's there, the Elim sings for quite a long time. And he's mamish, I sat right very close to him. I don't know, I got this like hergish, I like it's mamish, blishum suffix, this is Malach HaMashiach. Like I know suffix, he was there. I'm just watching him, and they're singing about his mirrors, and he shuckles mamish like mad. And they're singing Ko'echsaif, all mamish, they sang for maybe an hour. And they sang, V'yurachimachim is gerim alam kavshacha, that part of Ko'echsaif, they say over and over and over and over and over again, mamish merdek. So then, he gets up to speak, and he speaks so fast. He speaks so quickly for about an hour and a half. And he shuckles like you never saw. And he jumps. And he sits down. And he's up and he's down. He's this way, the other way. He's crying. He's like, you never, I'm telling you, it's so kedai just to see such a person. So emes his slavos and avedus Hashem. And Teich Dvorav, he said, the pasuk says, Omer oyev erdoif asig achalik shalom. Omar Oyev, this one Parai, by Shir Sayam, we say this. Omar Oyev, the enemy said, Asig, Erdoif, I run after them, Asig, I will get them, Chalik Sholol, means, and I'll go and separate all the things that I get from them. This is what Parai said when he was approaching Klai Yisrael. So Tzvimah is saying that in life we see Mamish Nisyanis. Everybody has Nisyanis. Everybody has Zmanim of Cheshach. Everybody has Zmanim of darkness. Just like there's a time of darkness in Klai Yisrael in general, meaning Shivas or Batamos, and that Ba'etzim, those days of darkness are really the Shrosh and the roots of them are the greatest of all Eiris. So Tzvimah has said it's the same exact thing in all of our enemies in Cheshach that comes to us in our lives. And the remez is when Parai Mamish, the ultimate of all Ra, Parai the Shirish of all Ra, of Rishus, of evil. When he's running after us, Omar Oyev Erdoyev Asig Achalik Sholot, five olives. And he said, the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, the five olives are being meramis to the Alufay Shal Oilom, Hashem Yisbarach himself. So when Parai is running after us, what are we supposed to be thinking? The evil Parai is going to get us, the bad Parai is going to get us. We're supposed to realize it's the Ribbono Shel Olam coming after us. It's Hashem Yisbarach who's making Parai come. Oh my Oyev, when Parai's words themselves being meramis to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Because all Ra, all Rishus, all evil, all bad things are coming after us. We have to realize where are they coming from? From Hashem Yisbarach. So Lechiza Seinai, the whole thing Metchivat Seif is just a show. For example, you have a magician, and the magician is sawing people in half, and David Copperfield is, I don't know, floating, whatever he's doing. Mice, it's all a joke. And what looks to us as it's so real, the guy is getting sawed up or the guy is floating. It's all shtus and v'havolim. It's all just a joke. It's all just a pretend thing that if we go and wait and we look at it for a while, you'll see that's all fake. In the same exact way, our enemies run after us. And that means enemies in a physical manner. Whether it means Arabs throwing missiles from Gaza or wherever it might be. Or it means our enemies are Yetzirah, throwing at us Nisyanis and Taifas and the different things that are coming to approach us. But Tzvimah said, what are you supposed to think? Omar, Oyev, Eirdev, Asig, Echalik, Sholom. The five Alves, Alufay, Shal Oilam. This is just the Ribbono Shel Olam coming to destiny. If we approach everything in life that way, everything of Cheshach, of Yetzihara, of Nisrenes that come our way, we have to realize the Shurish of them all is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It's all a Chizzainai. It's Hashem Yisbarach, the greatest of all magicians, Ki'ilu. Making it look like there's something going on over here when there's absolutely nothing. There's nothing besides the Ribbono Shel Olam, which means anything that looks different than that, anything that looks like there's an evil person trying to get me, anytime it looks like there's nisyanus in life, it's nothing. It's no different than when the magician is sawing the person in half, where it's all just a joke. It just looks that way. It's we're getting tricked in the way that our appearances are. That's all of life is the same way. Everything is just appearances, the way it looked to us. But emes ein oin milvado imamish. So as I was sitting there, I asked somebody when Tzvi Meir is going to start to speak. So he speaks after Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's mind, that's when he starts to speak. And I was in Tol Desaryan, so when's the Rabbi start to speak? Right after Rabbeinu Tam. And the Maisa, in Klozenberg, also right after Rabbeinu Tam. I was by Rabbi Bottle Zilber, when does he speak? Right after Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm saying, what's up, chat? Why they all start after Rabbeinu Tam? They're just pashtun late. It's similar goes to the mikvah a couple times before he speaks. But Lemaisa, there's a vart. Why is it after Rabbeinu Tam they start? I don't do Rabbeinu Tam. After Shabbos, Batsim is over, that's when they start speaking. All these rabbis and tzaddikim. So pshat is mamish a meridik, I think. I saw this in a sefer Noyim Egodim years ago. But it's mamish a meridik, a meridik ishtako. It's mamish the soid of the Binnu Beis HaMikdash, the soid of the Tikkun of Olam HaZeh is mamish in this Indian. The pshat's like this. Is that Shabbos, we have such thing as Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is mamish the spitz, the epitome of all Kedush, the zenith, the epitome of all of life is in Shabbos Kodesh. Just like Eretz Yisrael is the epitome of the Arotzeis, is the greatest of all the lands, the same way Eretz Yisrael is to the other lands, Shabbos is to all the Zmanim. It's a parallel. A parallel that's called in English. What is that called in English? No, there's a better word for it. That's an SAT thing. But you have, just like Eretz Yisrael is the rest of the lands, so the Shabbos is the rest of the Zmanim. So the Maisa, just like when Mashiach comes, it says that all the world's going to be like Eretz Yisrael. And all Eretz Yisrael is going to be Yerushalayim. So too, Lasa Lavei, it's going to be Yom Shekulei Shabbos. The entire world's going to be Shabbos. All the Zman are going to be Shabbos. And Shabbos is going to be, who knows what Shabbos is going to be. But how does the person go ahead and make it for the whole entire Zman, all of life, become Shabbos Kodesh? The pshat is that you take Shabbos Kodesh, you bring it in early, and you take it out late. The time where Shabbos Kodesh, we're able to extend Shabbos during Shal Shudas, extending past his boundaries, that's the side of the fact that Kiddush is being respired together, that Shabbos is no longer limited in its boundaries, but Kiddush Shabbos now goes out of its boundaries into the Yemei HaChol. And not only does it go into the Yemei HaChol, but the Yemei HaChol, the day of Chol, becomes Shabbos itself. Then a person extends Shabbos even further than what it's supposed to be, the pshat is that those days, that this day which really is supposed to be Sunday, after Rabbeinu Tam is supposed to be Sunday? No, even that's going to be Shabbos Kodesh. And Gufa then is the greatest of all Madrigas. Because not only is it Shabbos, but Yemei HaChol, there was this hapich to be Kedusha Shabbos. When you take it, something that's Chol, something that's mundane, you make that have mamish Kedusha Shabbos, pshuta kemashmoy. That's when a person is the greatest of all Asagas, the greatest of all of Avodah. So Meila, all these tzaddikim, they start speaking Dafka after Rabbeinu Tam's man, because Pshat is that right now it's not really Shabbos. But what we're doing is we're taking a Yemei HaChol and making it into Shabbos. And that's Pshat, that's a Pritzas Geder, that's when the boundaries of Kedusha no longer are there, and the Kedusha spreads out Mamish into Yemei HaChol, which is Mamish, the Tikkun of all the Olamos. We're just like, all the world's going to be Eretz Yisrael, so all the Zmanim are going to be Shabbos. And how do we make all the Zmanim into Shabbos? Teisa Shabbos. Seven Shabbos is a Pshat, it's a conquering of Chol. Shabbos is a conquering Mamish, being Kovish on Yemei HaChol. And that's the greatest of Kedushin, therefore Davka then, you have the Tzaddikim, then they say their Torah. Because Davka then is the greatest of all the Hasagas. So the Maisa, we're standing here, about to start the 3 weeks during this time. And we know the 3 weeks are times of great Kedusha and of Eitz Hashem. Cold right face, Yigua Beinu Mitzare. The Chav Beis Yom in between the Shurushim, Sabbat Hamas and Tisha B'Av, the Shurush, all 22 days of Yom Tov. It's the days of Nikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael, the Teich hours, Tav Vav Chaf hours that exist during this time is Mamish the Soid, the Kedusha of all the world exists in Nikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael. These days of Teich Mamis Avon Yerushalayim. Dafka then we have the Kiddush Hashem and the Tikkun of the Chet of Eagle and Meraglim. Dafka now you have Parshas Pinchas the Mayadim. Because the Yisrael of all the Mayadim exists during these 3 weeks, and we have Parshas Matos, is a Chalukas Ha'aretz, because what seems to be now is Cheshech and darkness, is just a temporary thing until we inherit the land once again. Chag L'Hashem Malchar is going on Shivas Arba Tamas, because it's a Chag L'Hashem. The Aron HaKohen Tzaddik is being Meramit, so it's high Madregas. We have the opportunity now during these 3 weeks to take what seems to be darkness and Cheshech, and be Mehabich and Mamish Ta'or. And when you're mahapichet to or, when you have the access, the keys, the accessing the or of kedusha of these yomim, then that's mamash side of Melech HaMashiach. So lemaisa, this works in two ways. Number one, it works with the shal shudas. Person extend Shabbos as much as possible. People, obviously, it seems to be that mamash that let's say Shabbos is a very, very important time. It's very important for people to end Shabbos as early as possible, even if they have to run out during Shal Shudas, because it's very important. People have very important things to do. I don't know what those such important things are. But they're very, very important things to be done. So it's very important. Seems to me it's important that everybody runs out of Shabbos as fast as possible. But Lamaisa, exactly, Hepech is the truth. It's the opposite, which is the truth. So if a person goes and takes those times, and this Nisyonis makes it even a greater zman of being Kavish the Choyl. We extend Shabbos, and that to end Shabbos as quickly as possible to go and do whatever each person has to do, which might very well be important. I don't know. But Lamaisa, if we're able to extend ourselves and say, the Kedusha, by me, the Kedusha doesn't have limits. There's no gvul to the Kedusha by me. And just like I want the Cheshech to end, how do you end the Cheshech? You take Yimei HaChol, you take the mundane days and make that a Chol of Kedusha also. And the Maisa, Tosefet Shabbos, the Yisrael Tosefet Shabbos, Mamish, B'mhapich, the Chol to Kedusha. And Melavah Malka also is the same Yisrael. Melavah Malka is the Yisrael that says, of Tchias HaMeisim, exists, the bone that exists in a person which is going to come again during Tchias HaMeisim, the way that that gets, it's a Mezoinis, it's the way that it gets, it's chias, comes dafka through Melavah Malka, because Gufu Melavah Malka is also. Is that during the Yimei HaChol, Mamish, when it's not even Shabbos anymore, you have the Sudra Revias, the fourth Sudra of Shabbos in Yimei HaChol. And for whatever reason, I one time spoke about how Shal Shud is such an important time, the pinnacle of Kedusha on Shabbos, and someone asked me, I have no idea what you're talking about, I've never heard of such a thing, how could it be? No one even has Shal Shud, nobody cares, they slam Shmuz Arai, whatever they're doing. How could it be that how could it be such Kedusha? And that's Guvud the Pshat. Is that because it's so heilig and so kodesh, then people push it, the Yitzhahara gets people to not take it seriously. But Shal Shudis, there's the time in Merdeka Aliyah. Bava Malka is also the same thing. Bava Malka, Tchias HaMeisim, when the guf itself becomes holy again, that's Tchias HaMeisim is that when the guf comes back, the tum of the guf from Chay to Adam Arish, and after the person dies, the tum goes away, and it's rebuilt in its time of Shlemus. That's Davka, Bava Malka, when it's Yimei HaChol, and Mahapachit, to Gedusha, of Sudu Shabbos Kedush, during Yimei HaChol is the tikkun of everything. So Lamaisa, I want to know, how is it that we're Zeich attack these Madrigas? This is my thing, so there's a mitzvah probably not to listen to what I have to say. But Lamaisa, Shal Shudis, it's Mamash HaZman of Kedusha and Tahara, Veid Sashem, Prism Hapech, the Chorlan to Kedusha, and Bava Malka, which apparently somebody told me not, some people don't take it so seriously. But Lamaisa, it's this time of Tchias HaMeisim, the Zman Tchias HaMeisim, the Zman of Pritas Gather of Kedusha, when the Kedusha becomes so great, boils over to Mei HaChol and conquers Mamish, all of Mei HaChol and bring it to Kedusha Shabbos. Shall be Zeichetak to our Aveda, during these days, and every single week, to our taking what seems to be Cheshach, Mitzvah Shabbos, after the Madregas, the person falls away after Shabbos, but to not be okay, not to be willing to go into those days, not to be hurriedly, Chalila, to run into Mei HaChol, the Fakert, to be dovek to Kedusha Shabbos, to let the Kedusha Shabbos boil into the week, take him off of Malka, sing the Zmiris, the Heilig Zmiris, and Mitzvah Shabbos, and Ma'ezot Tzadikim, and whatever a person could do, to take the Kedusha of Shabbos, bring into Mei HaChol, v'zeich etak the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, when all of the world will be Eretz Yisrael, all the Zanim will be Kedusha Shabbos, Yom Shekulei Shabbos, and Tchias HaMeisim, and v'zeich to see etak the Binnabes, HaMikdash Bakar, v'yamina Omen.